This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States to get the latest news. Good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good morning.
And of course, the big story of the day so far is those US CPI numbers, and the pace of inflation has showed signs of slowing after a streak of higher than expected inflation data we've seen over the last few months. Consumer prices have risen 3.4% in the 12 months to April. That is down from 3.5%. And analysts seem to be suggesting that the fall in inflation is so far unlikely to resolve debates about when the US Central Bank may start to cut rate. But nonetheless, Nick, markets are reasonably happy with these figures today.
They definitely are. When we take a look at the dollar index, for starters, the dollar index has been in kind of a decline recently, but today's red candle, if you pull it up on a daily chart, big red bar down as the dollar is now trading around 104.39 at the time of recording this podcast. You know, that's a big break to the downside. We had some pretty clear support at 105. That support no longer is there. Now seems like potentially even resistance. And when we take a look at the full picture, Johnny, the story here is cooling data or economic data in general, right? We saw jobs data, we saw GDP figures and PMI numbers, consumer confidence. We've seen a trend recently of cooler than expected economic data. The big one today was CPI, because CPI is kind of the last domino, if you will, to fall. If all that economic data is there, but then you had a really hot inflation print today, the market probably would have still rallied on the dollar, thinking that, okay, well, the Fed's still going to have to do some more work before they can really start to cut rates. I think what the dollar index selling off here today against other major currencies tells us is that the market is saying, okay, maybe rate cuts are in the picture this year. There was already speculation for that for the U.S., but now it seems a little bit more increasingly likely that we will see rate cuts by perhaps September, which is kind of the forecast. So it doesn't change a whole lot on whether or not rate cuts will happen, but it does change the probability that they will happen and when. So that's really where we're seeing a little bit of a repricing of the dollar index. And I want to also add, Johnny, you mentioned stock markets making a move higher here in the US. The NASDAQ is up just shy of 1% at the time of recording. And that's a big jump, especially considering we have now hit, as we're recording, Johnny, an all-time intraday high for the NASDAQ. So why? Well, because yes, you've had cool down in the economic data. That's not good for stock earnings, but it seems like the market is really rallying on the idea of, okay, well, you're getting economic data cooling, but you're also seeing a normalizing of inflation. And that is a really good thing, because that means the Fed will start to cut rates, which could actually act to stimulate the economy and keep things chugging along. So I would say that today was kind of a home run hit for stock market bulls, because, you know, we've had some shaky economic data starting to come in, but with inflation also coming down side by side with it, the market can sigh a little bit of a sigh of relief. And that's why, again, we are trading at all-time highs on the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, also making an all-time intraday high, trading above its resistance around 5250 on the daily chart. Really a pretty solid day for risk on assets. Generally, we also, just to note, Bitcoin's up over 5% on the day, Johnny.
And those numbers today would have come as a great relief following the PPI numbers yesterday, which were hotter than expected. So if you'd had a less than happy market when it came to today's CPI plus yesterday's PPI, that could have been pretty negative, could it not?
Yes. So the producer price index numbers that came out yesterday, they were, on a month-over-month basis, both core and headline PPI were hotter than expected. We got 0.5%, And so initially the market sold off. I'm talking about the stock market, and the dollar popped a little bit. But we saw that start to actually erase shortly after the event. The complete move basically reversed. And that was a little bit confusing at first until you take a look at the revisions to the previous number. Now, for listeners, you may have remembered that the previous go around with the producer price index, we had a little bit of a scare there. We had higher than expected producer price index numbers last time around. Well, they revised that hot number down to just minus 0.1%. So they actually really made what the market liked to see. So they saw some improvements to the inflation read. At the same time, we got a hotter than expected read. I know it's a little confusing, but the greatest way is you could kind of say one for the hawks, one for the doves here, and just kind of draw it out as mixed. And that's not just my opinion, because shortly after the producer price index came out, we heard from the Fed chair, Jerome Powell himself. He spoke, I believe he was in the Netherlands, and he was speaking with a gentleman from the ECB, and they were going back and forth about monetary policy. And, you know, Jerome Powell again kind of reiterated this emerging dovishness that we've seen from him. He pointed to the PPI number specifically and said that it was a little bit mixed, even though, yes, it was hotter than expected on the latest figure. Again, the revisions to the previous one are really also worth mentioning. So Jerome Powell seems confident. He reiterated in his speech, which was, or his conversation there on the panel, he reiterated that basically, rate cuts are still the default next move for the Fed. And I think the market really liked that. They cheered that. The market was actually up yesterday before the CPI even came out, because Jerome Powell had some dovish tone to what he was saying. So they liked that. They liked that he again doubled down on, you know, their current forecasts do not count for a rate hike as the next move. It is very, you know, he mentioned his confidence still being that inflation will come down, that they'll get to their 2% target, and that they'll be able to rate cut. So again, you know, some optimism from the Fed chair, some relieving economic data, or some the CPI data coming in light today, acts to offset a little bit of a weaker consumer confidence and things like that. So again, I think overall, you combine this inflation data with what has been overall a pretty strong earnings season from the U.S. And, you know, the indices look pretty strong right now. There seems to be a lot of, tailwind for their move. Again, back to the dollar for just a second. The story has really changed here for dollar dominance. Now you start to see economic data cracking and inflation cooling off. You just took out kind of two of the big bull stories for the dollar against its peers. So when you take a look at, you know, whether you're looking at the euro against the dollar or the pound against the dollar, most currencies are appreciating against the dollar on today. Again, cheering the cooling inflation data.
Finally, Nick, we should also mention today's U.S. retail sales numbers, which were unexpectedly flat, partially down apparently because of higher gas prices, which has pulled spending away from other goods, which does indicate that consumer spending is losing momentum.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Johnny, that's been interesting about this ongoing story is we're back, it seems, right now to bad news is good news, for the sole reason that rate cuts are what the market wants. That's what they're all after. Almost so much so that company earnings have taken a second place to this interest rate story. Are we going to get, you know, stimulus from the Fed or not? And that's really the whole picture, at least right now. That's what the market's trading on heavily in recent developments. So you mentioned retail sales. So retail sales came in lighter than anticipated. They also revised the previous number down from 0.7 to 0.6. So yes, some cool down on the consumer side, some cool down on the job side, some cool down in GDP numbers. I mean, the story here is pretty clear. What really, again, we go back to the inflation figure today. You look at these numbers and you say, oh, that's not so good, but inflation's also coming down. So maybe it's a necessary evil to get us to that, you know, all anticipated rate cut from the Fed. So I think, you know, if you look at this retail sales number, it does definitely reconfirm that right now the market is cheering on, as weird as it may sound, data that's coming in lighter than expected, because I think, you know, many people are subscribing to the idea that in order to get to that inflation figure being at 2%, we need to see economic data continue to just slip a little bit. Now, one thing to leave off on with this, Johnny, is that we want to see economic data cool. We don't want to see economic data completely start trending the wrong direction. So that is something that as we go forward now, now that you're again starting to see, okay, some things are coming in light, we want to see that persist for a little bit of time, not for a long time. Because if that continues, then you start to bring up the worry of, well, now company earnings will do poorly. If you continue to see the consumer hurting, if you continue to see layoffs start to form, those are things that can paint a nasty picture in the long term. But I think the market is okay with it in the short term, just to see a little bit of a boost in that inflation progress.
Absolutely fascinating stuff, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will speak to you again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.